I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Back from a long weekend. I hope you enjoyed yours. Rest and relaxation. Caught a few movies over the weekend. Saw Immaculate. Very scary devil film. A lot of devil films coming out in theaters now, so, and also in my queue. I saw a lot of other movies, too, that, I don't know, I just let them roll. I just turn on MGM Plus and just let the movies roll to see what movies, old movies there were, and I watched a few of them. Some of them I didn't remember, some of them I can't believe. Like Tank Girl, they aired Tank Girl over the weekend, and I watched it, and I thought, this is a stupid movie. I'm sure a lot of people are going to disagree, but it just didn't, it was like bad Disney. I know Disney's bad as it is, but I'm just saying, worst Disney. Okay, let's just put it that way. Worst Disney, but that's neither here nor there. But one of the things that I've really been getting into is X-Men 97. I've always been a fan of the Fantastic Four and X-Men. And so, it's an interesting thing to get used to. It reminds me of the old X-Men cartoons and some of the old characters still in existence there. But got me thinking about mutations and mutants. And I guess that as I was thinking over the weekend, leaving off from where we were talking about biological weapons, I was reading some studies over the weekend about genetic makeup and creating molecules that don't exist on this planet and using them in genetic research. And so if they're using them on humans, they could make them mutants. Okay. And there's some people that believe that the vaccines had DNA disruptive material in them, making us all mutants anyway, those who got the vaccine. Last year, there was, and this is something that I thought was interesting. It reminded me, last year, a Republican representative from Florida, he made a lot of people mad. He was calling out transgender people as mutants. He compared them to imps, demons, and X-Men, he says. His name was Webster Barnaby. He's from Deltona. Lashed out against the several transgender Floridians who spoke out against the bill that would prevent people from using bathrooms designated for the opposite sex. I was looking all over high and low for this this clip, and Wes found it, and he wanted to share it with me. So I want to share it with you. Here's a clip of this Representative Barnaby talking about transgender people.
To all the folks that are in the audience that consider themselves gender dysphoria, cis, I don't know what all that means. I really don't know what all that means. I'm looking at society today, and it's like I'm watching an X-Men movie with people that, when you watch the X-Men movies for Marvel Comics, it's like we have mutants living among us on planet Earth. There is so much darkness in our world today. So much evil in our world today. And so many people who are afraid to address the evil, the dysphoria, the dysfunction. I'm not afraid to address the dysphoria or the dysfunction. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, and all of your demons and all of your imps who come and parade before us. That's right, I called you demons and imps who come and parade before us and pretend that you are part of this world.
So he says he's looking at society today, and it's like he's watching an X-Men movie. And so when you watch the, you know, and I've been watching the X-Men 97 cartoons. I've seen the X-Men movies. But he said, this is planet Earth where God created men, male and women, female. I'm a proud Christian, conservative, Republican, blah, 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 blah. And what's interesting about this is that years ago, I have friends who will swear to this. I don't know if anybody who's been, I mean, anyone who's been listening to this program for any long period of time knows that a while ago, I did a show. I think I call it like Heinz 57 Genders or something. Because I was reading a story, I think it was in Playboy or some other bad magazine that we're not supposed to be reading from. But I was reading about how years ago they were planning on doing this whole gender re-identification thing and how it would become an issue in the future, and that future shock will certainly change the way we view the world on a social level. Well, I remember when I did the show, it wasn't very popular, only because people already had preconceived notions of what this is. I had someone call on the show and angrily told me that future shocks of the devil, we don't appreciate you talking about this. You should be ashamed for bringing up such nonsense. Well, of course I brought this up long before the mainstream because I was approximating this Brave New World scenario. You know, doing my futuristic spidey sense, if you will, looking that in the future people would mutate into, well, they would mutate in a toxic environment. The environment would get toxic. We wouldn't know what gender we were. Our sexual organs would not be important because sex would be done away with, or we would enjoy sex on a computer in the virtual world. And then the population would be told to reduce the population for betterment of the planet. Okay. That was the basis of the show. I was saying they're going to do this so that we have no interest in sex. We have no interest in each other because we don't know what to call each other. We don't know whether we're male, female, or whatever. And that it would cause a lot of problems and confusion. But I didn't expect it to be political. Okay. I didn't think it would be political. I think it would be something that would happen because of an event that would take place, like the military or some sort of accident or whatever. And I remember joking about mutations far back in the 1990s when a friend of mine named Richard Rounds came on the show and we made up this urban legend about Cabbage Patch dolls. We said Cabbage Patch dolls were made for young girls so they will be used to the idea of raising mutant children after the year 2000 because we were warned that the world would end or there would be a nuclear war or a nuclear war or something like that would leave behind mutated humans. And mutated children would be born of mothers. And it'd be like, you know, Children of Men scenario where all these mutant children would be born. And that'll be it. And so little girls in the 90s would have to get used to the idea of raising mutant children. So they have their Cabbage Patch dolls that look like mutant children. I mean, it was funny at the time because we thought, oh, yeah, okay, you know, having a little fun predicting the future. But funny how the future does this little approximation thing. You're kind of close, but not quite, right? And you didn't think it becomes so damn political. Well, there's more to this story, more to the idea of mutants and the coming mutations. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
You've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.